But first, it's time to visit with an old friend of the show. We welcome into the studio, Sports Panties.
Hey, looky there.
Hey, what's going on?
A real high energy guy.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Sports Panties. You doing okay?
Boy, the Cowboys sure may be 7-3, but there's sure no way they can make the playoffs if Philadelphia keeps them out of it and they don't make it as a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure enough.
But if Jesus comes back and waves his magic stick with a crystal on the end of it, maybe they could sneak in or something.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
To get him into the postseason.
This pragmatic dreaming brought to you by me, your favorite shirtless parallel Parker. Sports parents.
Well, what do you think about the rest of the NFL?
I heard a rumor that Mike Modano may be going into the Hall of Fame here in the next 10 years or so.
It happened last night, actually.
Now, that's a guy who could really score. And I'm not talking about what happened on the ice either. I'm talking about 5,000 women and only 4,700 condoms.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep living dangerous, Mo. This humorous nod towards sexually transmitted diseases was brought to you by me. The man whose pica disease has progressed to the point of eating World War II fighter jets.
What?
Sports panties.
You're the strangest guest that visits us. Well, what do you think about the Mavericks?
Did you see where the Rangers might have a new manager this year?
Yeah, they've already got one.
Rumor is it might be Jeff Bannister.
It is.
The guy who broke the four-minute mile.
That was Roger.
If he gets the job, he'll be twice as fast as Ron Washington and do about half the amount of cocaine.
Hey, come on.
This DEA-inspired jocular offering was delivered by me, your second-grade teacher who attends school functions with an unexplained male friend. Fourth man.
What do you think of the year for Tony Romo so far? It's been one of his better ones, I would think. And
looks like the Mavs have regained championship form now that Tyson Chandler's back.
Mm. Talking basketball.
My question is, when did Mark Cuban get his teeth all fixed up?
All right.
Was that a recent deal or what? Because his teeth used to look like a farm horse before.
Oh, my God.
I never
horse
noticed
panties?
That.
The heck?
This gentle moment of fun observation was brought to you by me, the man who wakes up with basically an 18-inch hunk of angle iron in his pants after dreaming about the Bundy case.
The Bundy case?
What?
Sports panty?
You're almost getting too
it's
weird.
Too
hey,
creepy.
Did you guys see all the stuff?
Yeah?
Be a little
sure
more specific.
Is weird in all the places. One time because of the Red Sox, I pushed a guy into an oncoming train just to see which one would win.
All right.
Jeez.
That's just way too dark.
I don't want to give you a spoiler to my 900-page book on the matter, but let's just say the guy splattered like a paintball on the front of the train, and I got out of there before the cops found my DNA in a rag in the trash bin.
We're going to have to ask
this
you to leave.
This was brought to you by the man who married your mother when she was in ICU and divorced her when she recovered. Sports panties.
All right.
Security?
Thanks, I guess.
Security?
Thanks
for I'll coming by. I'll be signing my album at Good Records down on Greenville.
Okay, well, good luck with that, Sports Panties.
Album.
Thanks for coming by. We won't even ask the name of it.
Also, can I promote my line of baskets?
Hurry.
I weave baskets and I sell them at Canton First Day Mondays.
Oh, First Monday Trades
First
Day?
First Monday Trades Day.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll stop by and see
also,
him sometime.
Also, I invented an automobile that flies through the air.
Okay, we'll talk about that next time. Thank you, Sports Panties. We are up against it. 8:49.